Good afternoon from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. This is Airtime, extended conversations with interesting people. This week, we bring you a discussion about how ski towns may be even more reliant on immigrants than other places. The film The Quiet Force was screened at Five Points Aspen this winter. In it, filmmaker Hilary Byrne argues that the immigrant workforce is the backbone of many resort town economies. The film was followed by a panel discussion about the lives and experiences of members of the Latinx community in the Roaring Fork Valley. Panelists include filmmaker Byrne, Carlos Uahaquez, and Alejandra Magana from the Valley Settlement Project, Cece Hernandez with the Aspen Valley Ski Club, and the Aspen Supports Kids Program, and Matt Hamilton from the Aspen Skiing Company and English in Action. We pick up with moderator Meredith McKee, program director of Five Points.
Hello, Aspen. If you're taking off, please stick around because we have an amazing panel discussion with five amazing folks. So if you haven't left your seat yet, please stay with us. I'm Meredith, I'm the program director, and we're so honored to have you here for this film. This was the Colorado premiere, and it was a very big deal for Five Point to have this film before it goes on a massive tour. So thanks for being a part of that night. And while there is major national government issues surrounding this topic right now, we really want to focus on what we can do on a grassroots level locally, and that's what our panel is going to be focusing on tonight. So we think we can make change with this discussion that will be happening right now. And I'd like to thank the Valley Settlement, who is our nonprofit partner for tonight. They empower immigrant families in the Roaring Fork Valley to improve their lives, and part of the proceeds from VIP ticket sales tonight will be going to them. So thank you, Valley Settlement, for all of your help. I would like to welcome out the panel. Come on out. Thank you all for being here. And I'd like to start just with Hilary, who is our filmmaker. We're just going to go on down the line and want everyone to introduce themselves first and last names and tell us what organization you're representing tonight. And a couple of you, such as Matt on the end, he's representing like 10 organizations, so he's going to list all of them for us.
Hi, I'm Hilary Byrne, and I am representing the Quiet Force film. This was my first directed film. I hope you enjoyed it.
My name is Carlos Uahaquez, and I'm a part of the Valley Settlement Project. I'm a serve as a board director.
Hola, mi nombre es Alejandra Magana y represento a Valley Settlement. Muchas gracias por la invitación y estoy muy honrada de estar aquí con ustedes. There's no translation, so sorry.
Hi, my name is Cece Hernandez, and I'm here from AVSC, Aspen Valley Ski and Snowboard Club, and I'm the assistant for the Aspen Supports Kids program.
And I'm Matt Hamilton. I'm a sustainability director for Aspen Skiing Company, and I also serve on the Roaring Fork School District Board of Education. And lastly, but certainly not least, I'm on the English in Action board.
Thank you all for being here. And Hilary came here all day, all night yesterday. She got stuck in Denver and started at 11 p.m. last night and got in at 7 a.m. this morning and went straight to Aspen 82. So we're thrilled to have you here. One of the questions that I have for you is, when was the moment that you decided that you needed to make this film? And your past is really in action sports. You've done TGR and Red Bull Media House, and you were really in the action sports space. So how did you decide to step out of that and get into this uncomfortable zone to take on such a huge topic?
I think storytelling has always been a passion of mine, and I've realized the power of storytelling since I realized I wanted to tell stories. And Sophie Dannison, the co-director, and I were kind of in a rut at one point. working on some films with various action sports production companies.
Bros.
And you know, feeling like we were inspiring people, but not really asking tough questions and creating space for discussions that could influence social change. And as you know, we knew we were both passionate about storytelling that could start these meaningful conversations and had a conversation. We're reminded of an article in Powder Magazine called The Quiet Force by David Page. And I was living in Jackson Hole at the time and reread the article and said, wow, this is something that is really relevant to my community right now, and something that's not really being talked about. And this was in early 2016, before Trump got elected. And so we said, let's do this. This is a great idea. And then Trump got elected, and the immigration topic became hotter than it ever was, and now is even more hot. So I think we recognized a voice that wasn't being spoken loudly enough, and that was the result of this film.
Well, we all thank you for making this film and going into the unknown. Carlos, you have come to Five Point before in the past.
I have.
And you've been a big fan. And speaking of the film, I just wanted to know, what did you think about the film?
Well, I got a preview. So when I saw the preview, I was like, wow, this is way different than any of the films I ever seen in Five Point Film Festival. But coming from the Latinx community and working very close together with Valley Settlement that works strongly with the Latinx community in the Valley, I was just very appreciative of someone speaking for the silent force, because a lot of times they don't feel, or we don't feel empowered to speak for ourselves. And then also, I was very appreciative of the risk that also Five Point is taking over showing a film like this that could be seen pretty controversial right now, but it really moved me. And I was just telling you backstage again, this is the second time I saw it, and it brought tears to my eyes again.
It makes me cry every time. And for us, this film is really about community, and that's why we wanted to show it. Carlos, another question for you. I want to hear a little bit more about the Valley Settlement. You're a board member there. And just for the audience, I think a lot of people here know the Valley Settlement, but would love to hear about some of the specific programs that you're running at the Valley Settlement.
Well, we have many programs, and some programs that focus on adults and other programs focus on the kids. Our most famous children program is El Busecito, which translated to English literally means the little bus. And what we do there is we found out through research and actually through going out to the Latinx community, we found out that a lot of them couldn't have the ability to take their kids to preschool. So what better solution than to bring preschool to those neighborhoods where it was hard for them to get access to transportation? So that was one of the programs that we do. And then another program that we do is one that Alejandra kind of teaches, is lifelong learning, where we help the adult immigrants to learn English, learn even Spanish, or learn basic math or pre-GED so that they can get ready towards their path towards getting a GED education.
Great, thank you. Alejandra, I wanted to ask you, you run the adult education program. What are some of the specific things that you're helping moms specifically learn to help improve their lives in the Roaring Fork Valley?
Okay. I will try my best with my English. So, well, we offer programs for all adults. It can be parents or not. But something that we want is that start creating this approach with the kids, because sometimes when we don't speak English, it's like the kids don't tell us nothing because they think that we don't understand, or they need help with math and they don't ask for help. So we create this program, for example, the math class, to teach the parents the same math that the kids are learning here. So now the parents are taking this advantage to help their kids at home. So, and something that we want is to encourage people and believe that they can do more and create confidence and to have these dreams near to us and try to really achieve our goals and start thinking that we can move on and not only do a specific job. So we are creating a strong relationship with our students. And I think it's powerful to see when a mom come and say, I want to really get my GED and register for a class, and the son drop off the college, and once the mom got the GED, and the son call her and say, I registered again to college. So it's these kind of stories that make us believe that we can do more and create these kind of programs, and all the programs are free.
You are listening to Airtime on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. Thanks for tuning in. This week, we're bringing you a special broadcast of a panel discussion on the immigrant workforce in the Roaring Fork Valley. That was Alejandra Magana discussing the work of the Valley Settlement Project with immigrants to the Roaring Fork Valley. In just a moment, we'll continue with moderator Meredith McKee, who speaks with Magana about a Nordic ski program that the Aspen Valley Ski Club and Valley Settlement run for children in Carbondale.
And speaking of some of the programs that the Valley Settlement runs, Alejandra, you also have a Nordic skiing program that you help manage for kids down in Carbondale. And I wanted to hear a little bit more about that program and how it's growing quickly. The Nordic skiing program in Carbondale.
We work in collaboration with AVSC. So last winter, AVSC offered us 20 scholarships for cross-country ski. So one of our work is to find participants in our Valley Settlement that want to participate in Nordic ski. So at the beginning, it's like a scary because they don't know about it. So in August, someone from AVSC came and explained the program to the family. And with this approach, the family said, like, maybe we should try it because that's for our little ones at the beginning. And it's like, okay, let's try it. And they like it a lot. And this winter, AVSC offered us 30 scholarships. And we found the 30 families that can get this scholarship. And now we have in Carbondale these kids doing cross country. So it's great.
Thank you for getting that program going. And Cece is with AVSC, which is Aspen Valley Ski and Snowboard Club. We all call it AVSC, if you don't know that name. And you're running the kids program there.
Yeah.
And right now there are 1,500 kids in AVSC, yeah. But I was curious to know how many of them are from the Latinx community. And what are some of the things that you're helping parents with to get their kids out on the mountains?
Okay, as people that choose their preferred language, Spanish, we have 260, but I will say about 400 to 500 kids are Latino. Yeah, and my job is to get families to get their kids on the mountains. I know, like, we're all afraid that something's gonna happen, or money-wise, but we give scholarships. This year we give away like 450 scholarships. So, and that means that scholarships for the program, the cost of the program, we also give free equipment and we also provide transportation, so yes.
Woo! Everybody deserves to go skiing these beautiful mountains.
Yeah.
And Cece also grew up in this valley and I wanted to kind of ask you, how have things changed over time? Do you feel like things are getting better for the Latinx community in the Roaring Fork Valley? Do you think it's getting harder? Would love to hear from you because you've been here for your entire life.
It is getting better, like I was telling you before. Just going to the store, to the clinics, to hospitals, everywhere. Now you can find somebody that speaks Spanish, and now it's not like before where people were afraid of going somewhere because nobody will understand them, or going to even to the school meetings because nobody will translate. But now it's different. It's like we have more confidence because there's people that understand us and understand all the parents that are looking for help or just want to be part of the community.
Thank you. Matt is the sustainability director at Aspen Snowmass. We used to be co-workers back in the day. And Aspen's always been very progressive, a very progressive ski resort, which is pretty lucky compared to other resorts. What is Aspen Snowmass doing for inclusivity? I know the Give a Flake campaign launched this year, but curious to hear what Aspen Skiing Company is doing to lead the charge for other resorts and other businesses in this area.
Well, I think as it relates to this film, and you may have seen in the newspapers a couple years ago, first Mike Kaplan's op-ed on called We're Still Here, and then 4 months later we followed up with one on immigration. And immigration is critically important to our business. One, to recruit and retain employees who have the skills we need to reach out to our international clientele, but two, to create the kind of welcoming environment that our guests expect. When you have 25% of your guests coming internationally, with the kind of policies that we're seeing today, they're choosing other places because they'd rather spend their money in places that are more welcoming. And then third, and I think most important, is that we recognize, I think everybody in this room recognizes, that this place ticks because of every person who lives in this valley, documented or undocumented. And that when people are going through stress in their life, mental health, maybe education, they can't connect, they're feeling like they live in the shadows, they have friends that feel like they live in the shadows, they're not delivering their best for our guests on the hill, in a restaurant, no matter where it is across this valley. And so for those three reasons, we really have been focused on thinking about how do we impact this immigration debate. And so we're thinking hard about how we use our brand to find a pathway for dreamers, for citizenship, how we address the issue of those who have temporary protected status and finding a long-term pathway. And then some of the other issues heard about in this film, which is the other 9 million individuals who are undocumented and a more reasonable immigration policy that'll support business growth.
And through your work through English in Action and having kids in the local school system, what do you think we can be doing better as community members, parents, business owners to help improve this situation so that part of our population doesn't feel like they have to live in the shadows?
Well, there are a couple really easy ways. One is to volunteer with English in Action. They do tutoring and bicultural relationship building, a really strong program, volunteer with Valley Settlement, volunteer with the Roaring Fork Pre-Collegiate Program, which works with first generation students. There's about 400 kids in that program who are being supported by people like you in the room to help them get to college. And then reach out to your legislators, learn about issues. One of the things we do really well in this state is we have in-state tuition for undocumented students. That is a huge win, but we can do more. We offer driver's licenses, but it's in a really limited capacity. And our current legislature is talking about expanding that program. So reach out to your elected official and tell them that's important to you. And then I think people like Scott Tipton and Corey Gardner need to hear from you. They need to hear that we value our entire community, and you have a voice in that.
You are listening to Airtime on Aspen Public Radio. This week, we're bringing you a special broadcast of a panel discussion on the immigrant workforce in the Roaring Fork Valley. That was Matt Hamilton from the Aspen Skiing Company discussing what he sees as possible solutions to the immigration crisis. We'll continue with Meredith McKee, moderator from Five Points, who asked the panel to talk about what can be done to support immigrants, particularly here in the Roaring Fork Valley.
I have one final question for every single person on this panel. Hillary, I want to start with you. And the question is, now that you've been through the making of this film, this has been a big part of your life for the last couple years, what do you think some of the solutions are to improving the situation? And then just going down the line, as you could talk to your organization that you represent, just give us, like, if we want to volunteer or donate funds, let us know how you think we can make change.
I think, like Matt said, and also the film touches on the bigger scale of things, you know, looking at how can we make the process easier for people who are already here. Like Michael Adesima says, it's very difficult and very expensive. But also, you know, on a more smaller scale, The Quiet Force is not just a film. We have this website with a page devoted to learning more about what you can do. We have a lot of resources for learning more, as well as how to get involved. And as we tour throughout the country, we're adding with information for each of the nonprofits in these communities. So go there, learn about the issue, learn about it nationally, and then learn about it locally and see how you can get involved.
And what's the website?
It's called quietforce.com, and the tab is Do Something. But if you go to quietforce.com, that's really easy to remember, and you can find it from there. It's a pretty simple website. We're a small team, so.
Great, thank you. What can we do for the Valley Settlement, for both of you? What can we do to help? Do you need volunteers? What can we do as community members to help your organization?
Yeah, there's always volunteer opportunities in Valley Settlement. We have many, many programs. Even one thing that Matt was talking about is depression, and one of our newest programs is combating depression of ladies that have gone after being pregnant or after having given birth, and that is even something that we have found our community have had a hard time even talking about. There's many opportunities for us to get involved and volunteer. We do also offer tours if anyone is interested in knowing about all of our programs that we offer, and that's really the best way to get a closer look of immigrants right here in our community. We got a closer look to the film, and sadly, Aspen or Colorado was not in it, but next time, right? But if you guys want to learn more about our immigrant community right here in the Valley, definitely take us up in a tour, and we would love to show you some of those families that are coming out, because like one part of the film said, you know, all of us, when we come here to the United States, we want to be integrated into this community. We don't want to be living in a shadow or living quietly. We want to be Americans. We want to be part of this community. And I can probably say that Valley Settlement is working a lot towards helping them, this community, towards integrating themselves in our community here.
Thank you. And I'm actually going on a tour next week, so if anybody wants to join me, come find me. Cece, what does AVSC need from the community? What can we do to support you?
You can always donate money so our programs will continue, so we can have we can give all the kids the opportunity to ski, snowboard, as we give scholarships. Also volunteer. You can always visit our website, teamavsc.org. And it wouldn't be possible without you guys. And yeah, this, I just hope that you guys will continue to help the program so that more Latino kids will learn how to ski and snowboard. Yeah.
Matt, I know you are always working on legislation and government work. What are some of the things that you think will actually help improve this situation for the country? Short and sweet. I know we could do this for hours on end. And politically correct, please. Fairly politically correct.
If I knew the answer to your question, I think there'd be a lot of federal workers who'd pat me on the back. I think that's the bottom line, right? I think, you know, we're in pretty sort of challenging times politically. And I think at the end of the day, part of that reason is because, and I'm not pointing fingers at people in this room, but I'm pointing fingers broadly, people have become disengaged and disheartened. And when that happens, a very few have power and influence over the decisions that are made. And what I can say from my time in Washington, D.C. is when I go into D.C. into a congressman's office, they know exactly what I'm going to say. And that's not because I'm wearing Birkenstocks, by the way. But they don't know what Meredith McKee or Carlos or Alejandra is going to say or Cece is going to say. They want to hear those stories, and those are the stories that make a difference. If you can sit down with, let's say, an owner of a business or an elected official and convince them in very personal human terms, because at the end of the day, this is about humanity. It's not about a wall, and it's not about you know, crime and drugs. At the end of the day, it's about humanity. And I think when you can connect with people on that level, that's what the power of this movie, that's what the power of these people on this stage, and that's what the power of Valley Settlement has, and English in Action too.
Thank you. I have one final question, and it's just for Alejandra, and that is...
Spanish?
I haven't taken my Spanish in a while, but I'm going to go on the tour and I'm going to work on my Spanish, and we're going to practice this again in Carbondale when we show the film again this spring. But for now, it's going to be in English. Have you gone skiing before, and do you have any interest in getting into skiing and trying it out?
I haven't, but I will try one day.
Well,
I don't know when.
We hope that that day is in the 2019 season, because Matt, on behalf of the Aspen Skiing Company, wanted to give you an adult first time one day lesson to get you out there for free to experience skiing, so you can help teach all the kids and get out there and enjoy the mountains. So we have a gift certificate for you for a free ski lesson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you like it. I wasn't sure if you would be terrified.
Insurance? What's that? Insurance too?
John's got you covered on that, right, John?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much to our amazing panel. You guys were great. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for making this film and coming all the way here.
Thanks for tuning in to Airtime on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. Each time, we bring you conversations with the people and ideas that come through this valley and deserve a little more time. Today, a special broadcast of a panel discussion at last weekend's Five Point Aspen Film Fest, and the lives and the experiences of members of the Latinx community in the Roaring Fork Valley. Kristen Kay helped produce this episode. You can hear past episodes online at aspenpublicradio.org. Airtime is a production of Aspen Public Radio News.